Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The information provided in this podcast episode is for entertainment purposes and is not medical advice. If you have any questions about your health, contact a medical professional. This content is strictly the opinions of Lucas Owen and is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The references, claims, and scientific information linked to any products are only applicable to those listeners who are based in the US. If you are outside the US, this information does not apply to you. It is not intended to provide medical advice or to take the place of medical advice or treatment from a personal physician. All viewers of this content are advised to consult with their doctors or qualified health professionals regarding specific health questions. Thank you for listening to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas Owen. I uncover the most cutting-edge health information on the planet, ranging from hormones, nutrition, supplementation, fat loss, biohacking, longevity, wellness, and a whole lot more. Welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. What is up, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Boost Your Biology podcast. Today, I have a very special guest joining me on the show. He's actually a very passionate biohacker and entrepreneur like myself who is very interested in testosterone optimization. Today, we have Logan King, the founder of NF Supplements. Logan, welcome to the show, man.
Mate, thank you so much for having me. As I said to you the other day, like it's mad to be speaking to you because, you know, a couple of years ago, I was actually just watching your YouTube videos, you know, like to learn from them myself. So, no, it's great to be speaking, man.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate that. I mean, I'm very, you know, I've been posting content for a number of years now and it's been great, man. Like I love connecting with other, you know, health influencers and other educators and people that are really interested in health optimization. But what I wanted to start with, Logan, was a little bit about your journey. Like, how did you get into health optimization?
I was basically forced into it because I was born with eczema, asthma, and a really severe peanut allergy. So I basically have a like really responsive immune system. So I can literally get a flare up from anything. And I've always been kind of battling, particularly the eczema, like it will always flare up and then I'll be like, fuck's sake, like I have to, you know, I have to do something about this. So what I, you know, growing up, I would just go to the doctors like what anyone would do. And, you know, they would just sort of prescribe steroid cream. So I would then go and put that on. And what happened was I got to about age 20, 21, sort of, you know, where I wasn't really like relying on my parents to just tell me what to do. And I just kind of realized like, I'm not actually fixing this. Like, I'm just masking the symptoms. I'm going to a doctor, they're prescribing me with essentially like, it's essentially acid cream. Like it melts away the layers of your skin with the problem. And I was just like, every sort of year, the same thing would happen. I'd get a flare up because I'd have run out of steroid cream, go to the doctors, and they'd be like, here's more steroid cream, you know, get out my office, stop being a problem for me. And I was just like, okay, do you know what? Like, I'm going to take this into my own hands. I'm going to try and figure out what the root cause is and try and fix it. So I was kind of forced into it in that sense. So from there, I was always kind of learning about body, how my body worked particularly. And then as I got a bit older, I kind of just wanted to like improve myself, change myself. By my sort of late teens, I was like a massive sort of gamer, like frail, really skinny, like never left my bedroom type person. And I just kind of got to the point where I was like, I don't want to be like this person for the rest of my life. I want to, you know, I want to improve myself. So that kind of started the testosterone and muscle building journey. There's been loads of like little random like biohacks type stuff. Like I didn't grow a beard and I was just like, I want a fucking beard. So I then, you know, I went and figured out how to grow a beard. Like, so I've kind of got forced into it. And then from there, I was like, always just looking for like random little ways to, let's say, change or improve myself.
Man, that's incredible. I mean, there'd be a lot of guys listening to this that are like, dude, like I want to grow a beard. Like what did you do and how did you go about that?
Yeah, cool. So the beard was an interesting one. So the main thing was applying something called medoxynil to your face. So the medoxynil, it like basically forces blood flow to wherever you apply it. So actually a lot of balding men will use it on like where they're balding and it'll sort of help to regrow hair. So the regimen was apply medoxynil and you get it in a product called either Rogaine or Regaine, depending on where you are. So you apply medoxynil to your face, get the foam one twice per day, once in the morning, once at night. And then you do that 6 days a week. And then on the seventh day, you need to get something called a derma roller, which basically just like microneedles your skin. So then you rub the microneedling all over your skin, over like the area where you want the beard to grow. And then you just get your vitamins, man. You need to, I took a biotin supplement, but looking back, I probably didn't need to do that. You know, just if you eat a lot of vitamins and minerals, because the first place where sort of vitamins and minerals don't go to is your hair, because your body, obviously it's not essential. So you need to be eating your greens.
Mm.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. 6 months of that and you should see some progress. Like I had started to get very like short, like sort of stubble. And then after 12 months, you'll have a full on beard.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. I've actually heard about that. Derek from More Plates, More Dates. I'm pretty sure he did like a whole video breakdown on, you know, minoxidil and how that can stimulate like beard growth and stuff like that. So that's definitely an interesting pathway. When it comes to, I mean, you have, you know, you've developed an incredible company. I mean, right now you're, you know, the founder of NF Natural Foundation Supplements. Talk to my audience about, I mean, you know, you're interested in health, you know, you're struggling with some health conditions. But was there anything in particular around testosterone that, or anything related to testosterone that actually formed the basis of your company?
Yeah, so I was convinced I had low testosterone, even though I didn't. So I was like, I definitely have low test because I don't have a beard and I'm skinny. So I went and did blood work, and I mean, it wasn't like low. I'm pretty sure my first blood work, like, I want to say this is probably 5 years ago now or so. I want to say it was like about 16 millimoles per liter. So it's not like high, but it's not like, you know, like really low. But, you know, that was how I kind of, I actually started Ponca Alley before I then got into like steroids and stuff. So I bought some like random Ponca Alley brand online and it did nothing. I was like, oh, this stuff's shit. Kind of left the testosterone stuff for a while, and just that was when I got into the gym and started training. And then as I was sort of like getting into this phase, I was starting to do stuff with NF, but like other supplements. And then I did the steroids, had like horrible side effects, and I was like, okay, well, there's no way I can do this long term. Like, I need to find a natural way to get my test levels higher, because I was like, you know, 16's good, but definitely could be higher with, you know, lifestyle, diet changes, some supplements. So yeah, that was kind of what led me to revisit Tonka Ali, because when I first bought it, I didn't really know anything about the research or anything like that. I just bought like a random shit brand online, and that is the sort of reality for why I was like, you know what, there's a real opportunity here, because the stuff I bought online was just obviously like a fake or low quality stuff. So I was like, you know what, especially here in the UK, man, no one was doing it. I was like, there's a real gap for like these types of supplements.
I mean, that's the one thing that I noticed early on is like in the UK and Europe, like when I'd consult clients who were looking at, you know, they wanted to boost their testosterone as high as possible naturally, I would prescribe them like herbs and supplements that they could only get from the US, because I was like, I don't actually know any good vendors in the UK. So the fact that, you know, you filled that gap, you filled that market opportunity with a company based upon like what you want. It's basically you've developed a company where you're producing products that you stand by and that you actually wanted yourself. And there was, you know, there's probably thousands, probably millions of young men like yourself probably looking for a similar alternative to steroids. Cause I guess like it is tempting, you know, young men, you see guys in the gym that are like jacked and they're like massive, and you know, there's no way they're getting those results naturally. And so you're like, oh, you know what? I might just do a short little cycle of steroids. Did you want to maybe speak to that, like in terms of the side effects that you noticed from some of the steroids?
Yeah. So I was either unlucky or lucky, depending on which way you look at it. I had really short-term side effects. So I definitely didn't do the smartest cycle. Like everyone almost who gets on steroids, you don't really know what you're doing. So I did 300 milligrams of test and 300 milligrams of Deca per week, which is like a horrific cycle to do because your estrogen is just going to rocket. So the estrogen side effects were horrific. So I don't know if it was, I mean, it's obviously related, but like what the pathway was, but I basically developed rosacea. So I don't know if you can see, but even now I haven't really recovered from it. Like my face, particularly around this sort of area, is still really red, just permanently. I mean, it kind of flares up and dies down a bit. It's something I'm still trying to fix. So that was like the first one. The second one was like mood, just from the estrogen. Like I was genuinely like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, imagine what, you know, when like a girl's on their period and they're like being like a massive like bitch or something. I was literally acting like that. Like the smallest little thing, I would just fucking explode. Like it would just, like, for example, if like I was driving, that was it. One day I was driving in like the car with my mate, and he had the sat nav on, and he forgot to tell me to like turn off, and I literally just fucking smashed the sat nav off the thing. Like, and I'm like a really calm person normally. Like I never have any sort of anger problems or anything like that. So the mood ones were really challenging. And to be honest, before I did gear, I'd spent like a year, 2 years, like really sort of reading up on Stoic philosophy. And I'd really sort of got like my emotions in a place where, you know, I want to say nothing would bother me, but I was, you know, if something would happen, I would never respond emotionally. I'd just kind of take a step back and be like, okay, what's the next step forward? It undid all of that. And it genuinely took like a whole year to get back to that sort of stage where I really felt like I was in control of myself. So the side effects, yeah, mainly the mood, the skin was another one. I got very lucky. I didn't get any sort of gyno. I seem to have just dodged that one. I know people that did less and have got gyno. Like it's a very individual sort of thing, how much you can take without, you know, needing some sort of estrogen inhibitor. Were there any others? I think that was mostly the problem. Yeah.
Man, that sounds it sounds pretty intense. I mean, I've heard about some horror stories with some of the compounds and steroids that And even Psalms as well. I don't know if you ever, did you ever dabble in any Psalms as well?
No, I never dabbled with Psalms. I looked into them and from what I could see, they were, you know, in more cases, less effective, but less studied. So who knows what sort of side effects you're going to have to deal with. At least with gear, you know, they've been around for like years. You know, you kind of know what you're getting. You can do your research online and be like, okay, like, I can avoid this, even though I didn't do that very well. But yeah, I wasn't really interested in Psalms, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. And also for the guys listening now, I mean, with the Psalms, a lot of the time they're marketed as like steroids without the side effects. But the reality is like a lot of these Psalms are basically like, they're basically just like light steroids, but they still carry the risk of side effects because like a lot of them are, you know, oral, like they're taken orally. So they're going to possess like liver toxicity. But I just think when it comes to Psalms, we just don't know enough yet, like to fully be able to like say, you know what, this one's fine. It's very rare for Psalms to not cause suppression. The only one that doesn't appear to cause suppression of natural testosterone production is that AC262. But otherwise, like, I mean, when it comes to testosterone optimization, like some of these supplements can be really powerful, like Sistanch, Tonkat Ali, Fidoja. I mean, let's talk about with NF Supplements, your company, what was the very first supplement that you sold on the website?
I didn't join the company straight away. I actually didn't start it. I joined a couple of years in. So when I joined, they were selling like your generic stuff like vitamin D, turmeric, you know, vitamin C, like your generic vitamin stuff and some herbals. And then when I joined, it was like as I was going through this whole testosterone stuff, and I was like, yeah, this is definitely the direction we got to go with. Like we got to move away. I mean, we still do like those stuff. You know, we don't really advertise them. They're a lot harder to advertise and make money with because they're not as flashy. But you know, they have a place for health. It's just not our main stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. So in terms of like your journey and where you're at today, I mean, have you actually personally been inspired by anyone, or has it just been like a self-development, self-optimization journey sort of thing?
More flexible dates, definitely. I've always respected his knowledge. I've always watched his content. You know, it's very interesting. Who else do I watch? Bigger Steve, sort of another guy in that sort of space. They just make health related videos, and you know, particularly back in the day, like Derek and stuff, they would make videos like, look, if you're gonna do it, here's how you do it safely or as safely as possible. But with that came like a really solid understanding of how the body works, how the hormonal system works, even like diet and nutrition stuff. I always have found that realistically, like if you're interested in building muscle and you're looking to gain knowledge in, let's say, like the training or the nutrition space, gonna have to watch people that or channels or information sources that do steroids, because realistically, like everyone who's really far down that journey who has the most amount of knowledge is going to be on them. So I've always kind of watched those sorts of channels, even though they're not like, you know, natty channels or whatever. Huberman as well, for like the science side of stuff. I love the format of just like, I've done my research, I know what I'm talking about, I'm just going to sit down and talk to the camera and say it how it is, like no flashy bullshit marketing type stuff. I mean, that's been particularly inspiring because a lot of our best performing ads are just me kind of like in front of here or a green screen, and I'm just like, look, here's the research on this supplement, here's how it works, here's what it does, you know, make your own decision if it's something you want to add to your regimen. No, like, you know, fucking bullshit marketing type stuff.
Yeah, no, it's definitely an industry that's completely flooded with a lot of noise and, you know, false claims, health claims that, you know, definitely just don't really have evidence for some of the things that people say about some of these supplements. But I guess like one thing that I love doing is like being all about the mechanism of action. Like educating the audience or customers, like, you know, this is how it works. This is the pathway it works on. But in terms of, like, if you look at young men these days and, like, probably some of your mates and things like that, what do you think are, like, the common issues and complaints that these young men are facing these days?
So I don't know if low testosterone is the cause or the effect. So do men have low testosterone because they're watching OnlyFans, fucking watching TikTok 10 hours a day, or are they doing those things because they have low testosterone, right? Like, it's probably a combination of both. But yeah, I mean, low testosterone's a big one. Most men, like, there's all these sorts of statistics of men having, like, no sex and stuff like that. Like, everyone's just a fucking hermit, gaming 10 hours a day or whatever. But, you know, that was me. Like, that was literally me at age 19, 20. I just sort of started this journey, and you can completely change yourself. Like, if you, I'll send you a photo of, like, how I used to look, sort of 5, 6 years ago. And, like, the difference is, it looks like a different person. But, you know, that was what I wanted. I wanted to be a different person. I didn't want to just sit in my bedroom for 12 hours a day, you know, playing Counter-Strike and then, or League of Legends or whatever, and then just go into bed and wake up the next day and do the same thing. I wanted to put on some size. I wanted to change the way I looked and just, like, not be socially awkward as well. Like, I couldn't speak to anyone, really, because I didn't go out. Like, I didn't go to parties. Didn't know how to socialize. But as I said, you just start the journey, man. You just gradually, like, inch yourself out of your comfort zone. And before you know it, a couple of years goes by, you're just a different person.
100%, man. I mean, like, the lacking social confidence, like, that was a massive reason why I even got into, like, nootropics. Like, that's why I started playing around with, like, L-theanine, taurine. Like, I just needed something to, like, make me more calm and just, like, less intense or just awkward, because I was freaking awkward as well, man. Like, I just I'd go to, because I didn't want to drink alcohol. I never drank alcohol, but my excuse for not drinking alcohol was always related to, like, oh, but I got soccer the next day, because I always basically I was playing semi-professional football soccer, and I was like, not gonna drink because I've got soccer the next day. But I'd see my friends that would drink, you know, they're really confident socially. And I'm like, damn, I really want to be like that. You know, that's a big goal. I think a lot of men would feel the same way.
Yeah, it's so easy to be confident when you're drunk, though. Like, if you, it's shit, because you could be really not a confident person, but you go out every weekend to get battered. Like, that will go away, and you'll sort of mask the underlying sort of issue, which is, like, lack of social confidence. So alcohol can be a bit dangerous like that. I was the same, though. I was always looking for shit like that. Like, I remember, like, hyperdosing CBD at one point, being like, this is going to be what makes me go up and just approach people. But no, none of that stuff ever really worked.
You know what I found, what I actually ended up finding that worked was, like, taurine to a degree, yes, it helped. But then when I started playing around with, like, Tonka Ali and Systech, I'm like, oh my God, this, like, deeper level of confidence that's coming from, like, the androgens. Welcome to the androgen family. Like, this is, you know, you get the confidence boost. Even when you're, like, sexually, you got a really high libido, I find brings, like, that social dominance, that social confidence feeling as well.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. The people who I've known who have the most confidence tend to have the most libido, like socially. Like, they'll just go up on a night out and just go up to, like, 10 girls, you know, just because they have to because they have a high libido, you know.
Yeah, I definitely think there's a hyper dopaminergic effect there that's, like, linked in. Like, these, if you look at the mechanism of a lot of these herbs, like Tonkat Ali, for example, there's peptides in Tonkat Ali that we don't even know a lot about, but there's also alkaloids and things that probably interact with the dopamine system that gives you the feeling, like, it gives you the feeling of being, like, confident by interacting with those pathways. But, you know, if we look at some of the common Like, if you look at other companies now, like, I'd imagine you would have been pretty frustrated. You tried some different herbs over the years and you're like, no, this stuff doesn't work, but, you know, try different companies. What's unique about NF supplements? Like, what do you guys ensure? How do you guys ensure product quality?
We were sort of the first to properly third-party test everything. So anything we sell, there's firstly an identity test to make sure that it is what we think it is or what we've been sold, essentially. There's the heavy metals just for like general safety, microbiological tests to, you know, make sure it's not going to make you sick. And then for the like big ones, for example, Tonka Ali Sustange, we actually test for the active compounds. So realistically, the Tonka Ali that I bought, you know, 5-6 years ago that I didn't get any results with, knowing what I know now, it might have been a fake, but it might not have actually been fake Tonka Ali. It might have just been really low urocomedone percentage. So if you were to go, and I know this because I've done it, if you go to a supplier for Tonka Ali and say, hi, I want to buy Tonka Ali, they will send you the shittest quality stuff. They'll send you like the bottom of the barrel stuff because they know you don't know what you're talking about. Because if you did, you would be like, right, I want Tonka Ali. And if it's not a 2.5%, then I'm never buying from you again. So and you're going to tell them that you're going to test it, because then they're like, okay, well, if we want to keep this person's business, then we have to send them good stuff. Because realistically, from like, you know, harvesting or batch, whatever, there'll always be some that's like, you know, not that great. Like they didn't get the extraction quite right. So probably what I had all those years ago was just like 1% urocomedone stuff. So what we're trying to do is only sell stuff that is going to actually work. Like, because we've tested it to make sure it's actually at the specification that got the results in the study. And in the case of Tonka Ali, it's actually above, like 2.5% is extremely high. We actually had to lower the dosage of our capsules just so people can spread it out, the dose out throughout the day, because high urocomedone can like upset your stomach. So potency, good quality stuff that's actually going to work. And, you know, we then offer like a bargain. We do buy two, get one free. So if you're stacking a lot of stuff, you can get a nice deal. And pretty much depending on where you are, but pretty much anywhere, we've got fulfillment centers and warehouses in the UK, in the US, in Australia, and in Europe. So we can get it pretty much anywhere without like a big shipping bill and an import duty tax, because that was, you know, the first problem we ran into when we sort of, because of Brexit, anyone in Europe who brought, they weren't only paying like 20, 30 quid in shipping, but on top of that, then they were getting import taxes. So we can get pretty much anything to anywhere without a big tax bill.
And what have you guys found in terms of like the most popular products, and like what have you found most customers like stacking together?
Tonka Ali and Vidoja are the big ones. Then for like the gym, you've got the testosterones, that's popular. Ectosterone's actually getting quite popular. I'm actually starting to think ectosterone might be better than testosterone. I'm really starting to enjoy ectosterone. Yeah. What else? Shilajit's sort of getting a bit of traction now. You know, we've sort of added all these new ones into like CMOS. You get the odd person like just wanting the nutrient value from that. I'd say the big three are like Poncat, the Doja, Togesterone, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say the same about the ectosterones, like the ectosteroids in particular. I mean, I just did a YouTube video looking at how these ectosteroids, you know, stimulate muscle protein synthesis. And I actually do think they're potentially superior to Turkesterone. But one thing I found is like you said before, when we're looking at different herbs like Tonka Ali and or Sistanch, things like that, one of my mentors, he's actually, you know, a great supplement formulator. He said to me that companies, what they'll do is they know that you're looking for the active component, the active constituent, and what they do is they add a certain percentage of the active constituent into the powder, and then they'll put like sawdust or any other sort of ingredient, because they know that all you're testing for is the active compound. Have you ever come across anything like that before?
I mean, I haven't come across that myself. I mean, it's possible. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, a lot of supplement companies. It's a pretty shady industry. There's all sorts of like organizations now that are set up to like actually just go out and test stuff on the market, which I think is really good. But yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if companies are doing stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I think it's just something to keep a lookout for. And I think with the effects, I think the main thing is with some of these herbs, like if you're not really noticing much after like 4 to 5 days of continuous usage, then I would just ask people to question whether or not the quality of the product is even a high quality. Like, for example, if you've never used Shilajit before, and you take Shilajit for the first time ever, you really should notice an increase in energy. Like I pretty much 9 out of 10 clients that I consult who have never used Shilajit for the first time ever, when they take it, they feel the energy benefits. I think the subjective noticeable effects need to be apparent, you know, need to be noticeable.
Yeah. And I mean, that's Shilajit is a perfect example. Like it's extreme. It's very commonly faked. Like these cheap sort of cars that are going around, like it's so obvious. If you go on Alibaba and search Shilajit, you can literally see the exact product that like 90% of these brands are selling on Facebook ads or whatever. So yeah, at the end of the day, if the stuff you're buying isn't tested by a third party, it's probably easier to just assume that it's fake and not buy it and just look for a source that does.
What about when it comes to some of the other like consumer demands that you've probably noticed over the year or so? Like, what have you found your consumers or customers really want more of? Like, have you noticed like there's a general pattern or desire that they have? Like, is it, I don't know, maybe they need help with sleep or they've got digestive issues? Like, what are some of the patterns maybe you've seen emerge?
Usually it's diet and exercise related. So I would say diet most commonly. You get some people who come back and they say, hey, like my Tonka Ali isn't working or whatever. And first question I ask is, what's your diet like? So diet, I would say, that's not really just exclusive to our customers, right? Like this is just a worldwide problem.
Yeah.
I would say diet is the most common thing.
Yeah. Well, let's sort of look at the dietary component there. I mean, are you like, I don't know if you've experimented with different diets, vegan, vegetarian, carnivore, like keto. What's your current approach to nutrition like nowadays?
I'm literally about to start a elimination diet. So I'm trying to fix my gut health again, like, but it's particularly my skin. So I really want to get this cleared up. So what I'm about to start doing is I'm literally just going to eat chicken, purple sweet potato, some seeds for digestion, and red meat. So I'm literally just going to do that for a month at least and see what happens. I've done a bit of keto before where I just kind of cut out all carbs because again, this was on top of all my other stuff. I had to do 2 courses of antibiotics at the back end of last year, both, and it was within 6 months. Obviously it takes 6 months for your gut to kind of heal. So I had real gut problems. I literally couldn't digest carbohydrates. So I cut out carbs for like 3 months and just ate chicken and veg. And that was like a good, that was like at least helped. And then I kind of started reintroducing carbs back in. But yeah, I'm about to start a diet and I'm bulking as well. So I'm going to be trying to eat like 3,500 to 4,000 calories a day, on the elimination diet and just try. I'm really going to try and put on some size over the next six months or so.
Nice. And, I mean, 3,500 to roughly 4,000 calories. And what's your current body weight at the moment?
I'm about 74 kilos at the moment.
Jeez. Wow. When's the last time you ate that much food?
I'm eating not that far. I mean, I just have a really fast metabolism. So I'm eating probably between 2,500-3,000 calories a day anyway. That's my maintenance. My maintenance is about 2,700. So I just need to squeeze in a few extra, like 500 extra calories. It's the fourth meal. So I eat my first three meals, and that's all good. It's just getting that fourth meal in at the end of the night after I get back from the gym, and I'm just like, I really don't want to fucking eat another fucking massive meal. But I'm hoping, the idea is with the elimination diet, it's going to fix my digestion. So, hopefully by sort of improving my digestion, I'll actually be able to eat more. And I know my digestion's shit. That was part of one of the reasons why I was taking Tudka. I am taking Tudka. Because about a week ago, I force fed myself so much that I literally just threw up. And it was about an hour and a half, 2 hours after I'd finished eating. And like what was coming up hadn't been digested at all. Like it was literally like basically as I ate it. So I was just like, okay, like obviously what's happened is like I don't have the stomach acid to actually digest the sheer amount of food I'm just putting into myself. So that was when I was like, okay, do you know what? I need to fix my digestive system before I can actually bulk to that next level.
Do you guys stock a Tudka supplement currently?
No, we're going to though. We're looking for a source now. I think we found one. We're just going to get it tested. But I really want to get a Tudka on. I think it's good stuff.
Yeah, let me know when you do. Let me know when you do because, again, a lot of my European clients and UK audience, they want to, I've referred them to US companies. But again, if you know you've got a good supplier, a good quality Tudka, like hands down, man, like that is probably one of the most popular supplements in the on my YouTube channel. Like it just gets, it's got like 150,000 views, gets a lot of reach, and
nice.
Man, that stuff works so well. Like I use it.
Yeah,
I've been using Tudka almost 3 to 4 capsules a day for years, and I love it. It's good stuff. Really good.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I only started. When did I start taking it? Maybe like a week or so ago. But yeah, I'm enjoying it.
What dose are you hovering around?
So it's like it's 1,000. So two capsules is 1,200 milligrams. So I've been doing the 1,200 milligrams after like my biggest meal, and then I think. But I actually think it says on it to take it before you eat, right? I'm not sure.
It's probably ideal to have it with the meal for like best digestion.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. I think so. I've been doing 1,200 milligrams per day. I think I might do it for my lunch and my first dinner. I'll probably take 1,200 milligrams. So that's four capsules. One with each meal.
Yeah, nice. Switching gears, Logan. I mean, if you were to, let's say, hypothetical scenario, you have unlimited funds or unlimited access to resources. What if you could design a clinical study, perhaps it's related to certain herbs or supplements or anything? If you could design a clinical study, what would it look like and what would you be testing for?
We actually are doing one as we speak while we're in the very early stages of doing it. I'll tell you the one we're doing and then we'll sort of go from there. So it will be a stat, not just one supplement. It will probably be like Concat Ali for Doja, Starch, some form of ectosterone or ectosteroids with maybe tocosterone. And then maybe some like gym stuff, like some beetroot, like pre-workouts or some blood flow stuff. It will be paired. It's the problem as well with a lot of these studies that you don't know, let's say a study like measures muscle growth, but they don't always tell you like, okay, what foods were they eating? How many calories were they eating? What was their training sort of philosophy like? So I want to have like at least a say, or if I can't have a say, then I want to know like what their training's like, what their diet's like. So the idea of the study isn't to be like, this supplement does this. The idea of the study is to be like, right, this stack with this sort of training method and this diet, this lifestyle resulted in this. So I want to do blood work obviously before. I'd ideally like to do blood work in the middle as well as obviously at the end. Realistically, that's going to be quite expensive, but we'll see what we can afford. So full panel blood work, everything like LH, testosterone, free and total, full blood work markers, liver, kidney, cholesterol, everything. It will probably be like, we're looking at doing it in South Africa. It will probably be with like, I want it to be with people who already have like training experience. Like, I don't want it to be with newbies, because obviously then it's just like newbie gains, right? It's looking like we might be able to get like a rugby team involved. So that would be cool, because obviously then they're, you know, athletic people anyway. What else? I made some notes of what else are we doing. 2 to 3 months, ideally. Again, it'll come down to cost. Like, is this realistically going to be very expensive? But as many humans as we can get, measure lean mass tissue, body fat percentage, maybe even mental health questionnaire. Fuck it, why not? Chuck it on. That's what we're looking at doing.
Yeah, that sounds great. I mean, I think the entire biohacking community and anyone into supplements and natural testosterone optimization would love to see the results of that particular study. I mean, I've got a lot of my clients, you know, use a pretty similar stack, you know, with some of the other things that I've recommended. And even, was it this morning? Some guy that I consulted this morning saw an increase in his free testosterone by 120 points after only 4 weeks. Which was freaking awesome. But like, man, like, lead with the data. That's what I say. Like, yeah, lead with the data. This is objective measurements. Like, there's the subjective benefits that the guys feel, but like, there's going to be guys out there that are like ruthless with clinical studies and data, and they just want to say, hey, Logan, like, prove to me that this supplement actually works. And then you can be just like, well, check out this study we did on, you know, elite rugby players, look at the results of this study. Like, these are the effects on these different hormones. Here's how it affects prolactin, thyroid. It's so cool, man. I think it's a great idea.
Mate, yeah, I absolutely can't wait to do it. It's realistically going to take some time. Like, getting a study done is not a overnight thing. But yeah, this is the way I want to go. I want to lead with the data. I want to do our own research and kind of long term, not really be thought of as like a supplement company, but like as an actual health company, where what we do is we go out, we do research and say, right, here's what we're testing for, here's the results. And then if you want to buy the things that were sort of used, and not even just buy, like, you know, for example, the diet and the lifestyle, obviously, like, we don't make money from that. But if you want to take the sort of, let's say, learnings from that research and apply it to your own life, then, you know, you can do that. I love doing studies long-term as well. Like, there's loads of studies I want to do, like, just not even supplement related. Like, I'm really interested in psychedelics. I'd absolutely love to do a psychedelic study at some point. I had this idea of a study as well the other day in the gym. I was just like, this would be so interesting to do. So I was like, realistically, I don't think it's going to be possible to do this study. You'll see why. I want to get like 100 guys in a room and do like a presentation on like some sort of oral steroid, like Anavar or Dianabol, one you can take in the tablet, and be like, right, here's what Anavar or Dianabol does. It makes, in this study, it made like 10 kilos of lean mass in 2 months or whatever. End the sort of presentation, and then split them into two groups. One group, we give them a bowl that says Anavar on it, but inside the tablet is just caffeine. So obviously, like, they'll be like, hold on, like, something's working here. I've got like all this fucking energy. And then the other group, you give them like the same caffeine tablets, but it says, you know, on the bottle, like, whatever, vitamin D or something that, where they're not going to like really expect a performance increase. I want to know. And then you put them on the same training regimen, same diet, same everything. I want to know how much more muscle the group with the like Anavar bowl actually makes. Like how much, thinking you're on a steroid, like what difference does that make? I mean, I'm very confident it will have a positive effect. I'd love to know what, you know?
Man, that would be a true test of the power of placebo. I mean, I can guarantee you that the group that thinks that they're taking Anavar, the group that actually thinks that they're using gear, will definitely train harder. And it's very, very likely that they'll experience, like they'll actually think that they're gaining more muscle. But I think they definitely will because they'll train harder. And we've seen studies how placebo is so powerful. It's so powerful, man. So, so powerful. That would be if you ever get the chance to run that study, keep me posted. I'd love to hear about the results of that.
Definitely, man. Something tells me it probably won't be allowed, but fuck it. If I can at some point, I'll do it.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. That's awesome. In terms of like the supplement company, NF Supplements, in terms of the future direction, I mean, are you guys looking at expanding, just continuing to expand the product line? You mentioned that you're opening up, potentially looking at getting a Tutka product. How else are you guys looking to expand the company?
We've got loads of stuff in the works, man. I got a guy full-time on product development now. So, yeah, Tutka's on the way. We're doing some probiotic stuff. We want to do like a women's sort of hormonal support as well, like Tonka Ali for women, for like menopause and energy and libido, and to kind of help all the hormonal issues that they have, especially as they get older. What else have we got? We're doing a pre-workout, so at the moment we only have a low stim pump pre-workout, but like, that was another one where I just made that product specifically for me. And it turns out like actually most of the people that buy pre-workout don't want a low stim pre-workout. They actually want to feel like, they've just done a line of cocaine and they're just like fucking, so yeah, they've got a pre-workout on the way. There's loads of other stuff. I can't think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I'm excited to see the future developments, and I think a lot of my audience will be interested in checking out the your products. And just for those listening in, just be aware that you'll see links to Logan's company in the podcast show notes down below. Make sure you do check that out. But was there anything else, Logan, you wanted to discuss? Maybe like a final message to. Because again, I got a lot of men that listen to this podcast. Did you want to sort of explain or just leave with a final message to men out there, maybe those that are struggling with energy, things like that? Is it maybe like a final message you want to leave them with?
Yeah, I was literally in that position. It just starts with small changes, whatever problem you're having. It starts by gradually getting out your comfort zone. So whatever that looks like for you, for me, it was literally just getting out my bedroom and like going out and socializing with friends and stuff. And then from there, obviously I got into the gym. Like I remember before I joined the gym, I had huge anxiety about like what people would think of me because I was so skinny in the gym. But you go in there and you realize no one actually gives a shit about anything you're doing there. Too busy worrying about what people think of them. So yeah, man, you just got to find a way to gradually every day or every week get out of your comfort zone. Health is the most important thing, diet particularly. If your diet's shit, you'll feel shit. That's just a fact. So yeah, get out of your comfort zone, eat good food, and lift some heavy weights as well.
Yeah, no, love those takeaways, Logan. Definitely a believer in those. And yeah, getting uncomfortable is something that I definitely prioritize every single day with training super hard and doing sort of HIIT training and jumping into an ice bath or a cold shower. These things make us more resilient men, which the world needs more resilient men because most men are you know, weak and not able to like cope with the modern day stresses. So Logan, yeah. Thanks so much, man, for coming on the podcast. You mean you've shared some interesting insights, and you know, again, keep doing what you're doing, developing an exceptional company. But yeah, awesome. Thanks for jumping on.
Mate, thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed it.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, that pretty much wraps up today's podcast. Again, if you want to check out any of the links, you'll see those in the podcast show notes. I'm tuning out. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I'll see you in the next episode. Take care, guys.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.